This is an oral history interview with Erna Ruth Godfrey, conducted by April Daniel on February 17th at Ms. Godfrey's home. The subject of this interview is the 1940s. Okay. Ms. Godfrey, can you tell me when you were born?
I was born April 11th, 1920.
Where?
In Marshall County, in a rural home.
You weren't born in a hospital?
No.
Was there a hospital in Marshall County?
At that time? There might have been, but most everybody was born at home at that time. My doctor that delivered me was Dr. J. E. Lindsay of Douglas.
Okay, good. I'd like to get some background.
Okay.
Go back as far as you can remember, who your great-grandparents and your grandparents, and so that. When did you meet all?
Okay, I'll have to start with myself and go backward, I guess you would say.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. My mother and daddy were Luther Olin Gillen and Rosa Mae Euler Sims. My daddy was born May the 10th, 1891. He died February 7th, 1979. Mother was born May the 7th, 1895, and died April the 24th, 1973. They were married December 22nd, 1912.
Okay, what about your grandparents?
My grandparents on my father's side, I'll have to give you probably my father's and mother's side separate.
Okay, that's
my father's side grandparents was Reverend John Gilliland. He was born He was born January the 19th, 1864, and died November the 23rd, 1932. Grandmother, Mary Elizabeth Scott, was born March the 16th, 1871, and died September the 15th, 1933. They were married September the 20th, 1885. My grandparents my father's grandmother's side, the maternal. His grandparents were Calvin Scott and Sarah Murdoch. And Sarah was his second wife. He married five different times, but I came of the lineage of the second marriage. And that was, I believe I told you, they were married September 20th, 1885. No, I'm sorry, getting that mixed up. They were married May the 24th, 1841. Now, my father's grandparents, my great-grandparents, was James Alexander Gilliland, and his wife was Hulda Ricks. James was born 10-6-1820. She was born 11-28-1821. And they were married 5-15-1843. Now his parents, which would be my great-great-grandparents, Reverend John Gilliland, came out of North Carolina, born 7-11-1797, died 10-12-1857. He married Sarah Braziel. She was from South Carolina. She was born 3-11-1800 and died 8-20-1862. I guess my father's side of the family. Mother's side, her parents were Absalom Elkanah Clark Sims, born 7-18-1851 and died 7-23-1937. His wife, Nanny Elizabeth Childers, second marriage. was born 10-27-1867 and died 4-2-1953. Now, his parents were James Hampton Sims, born 10-21-1827, died 7-22-1912. He married Sarah Jane Walker, was born 2-11-1831, died 10-6-1862. And they were married 10-23-1849. Now his parents were James Sims. He was born 1795 and died in 1850. I don't know the exact date.
That's okay.
He married Mary Ann Isbell Watson. She was born at 1797 and died 1850. They died the same year. But I don't know the months. I don't know when they were married.
Okay, that's pretty good. What was your occupation? What did you do?
My occupation was a teacher. I taught, you want to get the number of years I taught before I got my education?
Sure.
Okay. I taught every grade from nursery school through adult education, with one exception, and that was the third grade. I never substituted in that grade, and I never taught in that grade. It wasn't my choice, it just worked out like that.
Did you just have one degree to teach all those grades?
No, I got two different degrees. I got my BA degree from Jacksonville State University before it became, it was a teacher's university, I believe, or teacher's college. That's before it became a state university. And that's where I met my first husband, your grandfather. And I got my MA degree from the University of Alabama. And I believe that was 1978. I could be mistaken. Could have been 79. I was so excited about that time. I don't remember exactly. And then I retired 1981. I taught 3 years at Mount Hebron in Marshall County before I married. And of course, when I married, I started my family. I stayed out of school for about 20 years. And then when my husband died in 1960, I went back to University of Jacksonville and took the refresher course and started at that time on my MA degree. And I taught 17 years in Marshall County at Douglas, Alabama.
Did you ever have your children in your class?
I had one of them, the youngest one. I had him in class about 3 or 4 or 5 years. But I never had the oldest one in class. He was always one grade ahead of me. I guess that was to his advantage. Because I had to be a little bit more strict on him than I did on some of the other students for fear that they'd accuse me of showing partiality.
Okay. Let's talk about some things that happened in the 1940s. I found out through some research that there was a teacher shortage across the nation during the 1940s because everyone was going off to the wars, and some of the women were having to replace the men in the factories and were having to get out and earn money, do something to make more money than teachers did. Was there a teacher shortage?
Yes, to some degree. That's the reason that my husband became principal of a school. He didn't want to be the principal, he just wanted to teach. He loved children and just wanted to teach children, but he didn't care anything about the business part of it. But the principal of the school at Roy Webb was drafted, or I think it was drafted, and after him, the coach of the school was also drafted, and it just almost forced him to be the principal of Roy Webb School in Calhoun County at that time.
Okay, you mentioned the draft. What was the feeling towards the draft during that time?
Oh, well, I don't know very many people that really enjoyed it. They went because they felt like it was a duty. Felt like the nation needed it, but they would have all preferred to stay at home, I believe. My husband was called up 4 different times and turned down 4 different times because he had a heart condition. The last time that he went, the people in the office told him, says, if you get another call, ignore it. Says, we're getting tired of turning you down and sending you home. But he really wanted to go. His 3 brothers all went into service. Two of them were in the Navy, and one of them was in the Army.
Okay. Was there a big movement in the community to stop the draft from happening?
I don't recall it if it was.
Okay.
Of course, most everybody didn't like it, but they didn't try to prevent it, that I know of, remember.
So it wasn't like in the 70s? When people were writing draft cards?
No.
Okay. Okay, I read in there, in doing my research, that for a little while, they stopped, but you were not allowed to be in the Army or in the military if you were a father. But somewhere during the time while we were involved with the war, they did allow the fathers to be.
Oh, during the war, they exempt the fathers as long as they could. Now, I had 2 brothers. Both of them were fathers at that time. And one of them worked in a factory or in plant. And he had 2 children at that time, but he was drafted anyway. He served 2 years. The other one was a farmer with 1 child, and he was exempt. I didn't really think that was right, but they thought that the farmers were needed to for the food for the soldier boys.
So as long as you were a farmer, you didn't have to go to war.
You were exempt longer than you would have been if you worked anywhere else.